And when I joined the House of Revlon, I didn't want my friends who wasn't in houses to know just yet. Because at that time, ballroom had a very bad name. So like in the gay culture, we was kind of the bottom of the totem pole. If you were in ballroom, you were looked at as a thief, a bum, just not a good person. I don't know why that shadow was held over ballroom. You know, there were people in ballroom that did some shady stuff and all of that. But who didn't do shady stuff that were in and out of ballroom? It's just that that kind of dark shadow lingered over ballroom for a very long time. And so people didn't want to be involved with you romantically if you were from, if they knew that you were from ballroom. Some people didn't want to be your friends. But so happened, because it was like a crew of a whole bunch of us that hung out during this time, during that 89 to 91 time, it was like at least 20, 25 of us that were really good friends and we hung out. But lo and behold, everybody was joining houses and we all were keeping it a secret from one another. Until one day I was in a village and I was with two of my other best friends who weren't in ballroom, and somebody across the street yelled out, "Revlon," and you supposed to respond when they yelled it out. And I yelled back, "Revlon." And my two friends was like, "What? You're a Revlon? Oh no, this is not gonna work," or whatever. But we got through that and everything. It was cool. Ballroom can suck you in because of the adulation, the fun, the competition. It keeps you coming back for more. It really, really does. And it can become addictive like a drug. It can. And also, it affords you the opportunity to travel to places that you normally probably wouldn't travel to on your own unless you went on a family trip. You know? So you got to meet a lot of different people from different walks of life, from different areas and different states. So you took advantage of that. You know, being young, 18, 19 years old, I'm going to Philadelphia. I'm coming down here to Baltimore. You know, wow, only time I really travel is when I go to Virginia or Georgia with my parents and stuff. And I'm in the country. I'm not really going anywhere. I'm discovering a whole new world. That keeps you coming back for more. And also, I want this name, this fame in ballroom. Until I achieve that, I'm going to keep coming back and keep coming back. And when you become, when you in any competition, you develop rivalries, right? So you want to keep having that rival, either you win or lose, but you want to keep on battling that person or people and show them I'm better than you. So that keeps you coming back from ballroom, especially for me, you know.